Hillary Clinton has stumbled on her march to the White House, but as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, coming back from adversity is an art that Clinton has almost perfected.
Any way you look at it, Tuesday night was a bad, bad night for Hillary Clinton.
That could be the sign of a Sanders landslide.
Significant momentum.
This is a shellacking or more. It's a total rout.
She lost by a lot among all groups, even those who made up the backbone of her 2008 campaign. Women, low-income workers, people who've been left out. That's who she spoke to in her concession speech.
I know I've had a blessed life, but I also know what it's like to stumble and fall. And so many people across America know that feeling. And we've learned it's not whether you get knocked down that matters, it's whether you get back up.
This is exactly the rhetorical space where she went 8 years ago, in a speech in the same place. That race was a lot like this one. She was inevitable, quote unquote, until she came in third in Iowa. In the week between Iowa and New Hampshire 2008, as we followed her all around the Granite State, we thought we were watching her unspooling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
As the votes came in, the storyline flipped.
Over the last week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice. Now, together, let's give America the kind of comeback that New Hampshire has just given me.
The secret to her first time around success in New Hampshire? Throughout her entire history in public life, Clinton is never better able to connect with voters than when she's fighting back from adversity. Beginning in 1992, in her very first major public appearance on 60 Minutes, after her husband had been accused of an extramarital affair just days before the New Hampshire primary.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him and I respect him and I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together. And, you know, if that's not enough for people, then heck, don't vote for him.
She was mercilessly ridiculed for that Tammy Wynette remark. But Bill Clinton stopped his slide in New Hampshire, became the comeback kid, and went on to become the nominee. Once he was elected, Hillary Clinton was in trouble again, caught on the twin points of an investigation into an obscure Arkansas land deal and the health insurance industry's backlash against her universal health care plan. In 1994, she sat down for a 72-minute press conference at the White House in a room full of mostly women reporters. One asked, why there's so much distrust of the Clintons in America.
Having been independent, having made decisions, it's a little difficult for us as a country maybe to make the transition of having a woman like many of the women in this room sitting in this house.
With lines like that, Time magazine marveled, it's a wonder she waited so long to deliver them. But the biggest, biggest boost for Hillary Clinton's popularity, something that everyone thought would sink both Clintons.
Having denied a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky throughout these past 7 months, the president acknowledged it this evening.
Hillary Clinton stuck it out. Her approval rating soared to 67%, the highest it's been before or since. A year and a half later, she ran for Senate in New York. As a workhorse senator, she never quite attained her post-Lewinsky favorability, but she came close. Until she ran for president and all the negative images of her came back. Even after slipping behind in the delegate count, Clinton did not drop out. She won some huge states, including Texas and Ohio.
For everyone here in Ohio and across America who's ever been counted out but refused to be knocked out, and who has stumbled but stood right back up, and for everyone who works hard and never gives up, this one is for you.
It was a theme that kept appealing.
Hello, Wilkes-Barre. How you doing?
I went to cover Clinton in April 2008 in the northeastern corner of Pennsylvania.
Good luck, Senator.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Coal dust in her veins. Even this week in New Hampshire, where she lost so badly, there were plenty of voters like Bruce Arndt, a Londonderry auto body mechanic, that resonated to that quality right back to the Monica Lewinsky days.
I don't think that Hillary's really changed in that respect, and that's the part that really stuck with me.
But what also sticks with Clinton is that question about honesty. 92% of New Hampshire voters who wanted a trustworthy candidate voted for Bernie Sanders. Just this week, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow asked Clinton almost verbatim that same question that a reporter asked back at Clinton's first White House press conference in the 1990s. Why voters don't find her honest or trustworthy? Clinton said people do trust her. Even Barack Obama, after a hard-fought campaign, asked her to be his Secretary of State.
And when I'm holding office, I get along well with Republicans. I will always have the right-wingers who are never going to give up on trying to, push me down and push me out. They view me as a threat, and I accept that. But when I get to work with people, we get things done, and that's been my pattern.
I feel somewhat defensive because I see her as an historic figure.
Ruth Mandel is director of Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics. A Gallup poll going back to the 90s shows Clinton is popular when she's doing a job, but unpopular when she's running for one.
I see her more as rolling up her sleeves kind of person. I'm rolling up my sleeves and I'm getting into this. I'm going to try to, win this. I'm going to try to fix this. I'm going to try to solve this problem.
Clinton is always arguing that she stands up for those who are knocked down. But voters believe this the most when she herself is knocked down.
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it. And the light is shining through like never before, filling us all with the hope and the sure knowledge that the path will be a little easier next time.
A case Clinton could make in defeat to deafening applause. An argument she has yet to make to carry her all the way to victory. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.